started thinking about whether it's disrespectful to Lamar to talk about he needed a running back, he needed a running back. When I think about, all right, Roger Staubach had Tony Dorsett, Terry Bradshaw had Franco Harris, Troy Aikman had Emmitt Smith. Now, I know Brady had a bunch of different guys, and Brady was just so, the game was different, everything was different. But when I think of accomplished quarterbacks, even if it's Kurt Warner with Marshall Faulk, or even if it's Peyton Manning with Edgerrin James, right? I think like that was a missing ingredient that they had with Mark Ingram that I have been saying to Luke forever. Dobbins ripped his knee up. It wasn't good enough. I mean, they were winning games with Latavius Murray in the regular season, but what they have now, what they get off the bus with in this game, is what's made them a 1-point favorite on the road on a 15-degree night when they began the week as a 1-point dog. It's that the question of stopping them both and the weirdness of running Lamar 10 times into the Steelers line and to
Oh,
begin
wow.
the game, it was weird. I don't think that's going to be the case. I hope they're not that dumb. But like for me, that's what you what Parcells would say. That's why you lift all them weights. That's why you signed Derrick Henry. That's why you built the offense around this, is to give him the ball 28 times on Sunday night and run him, run him, run him until they can figure out how to stop it. And I think this game is specifically really weird and different. You mentioned playoff baseball, Bilani. I'll say this. Playoff baseball, with the way pitching's done, the way at bats are done, and these weird three-game series, it's not even like baseball. It's
Oh,
different.
without a doubt, yeah.
This game on Sunday is a four-down game, and I don't mean like Ray Lewis four down. No, I mean like fourth and two, three, four, five from almost anywhere on the field. Nobody's going to want to punt. Nobody's going to want to kick a field goal, and nobody's going to want to give up the ball. And they're going to think like, I've got to play. Josh Allen's like, fourth and four from our own 45. I've got to play. Let's keep the ball. Let's keep the ball. Let's keep the momentum going. Let's quiet the crowd. Let's beat their ass 4.5 yards, because that's going to be the game to me, is going to be who's winning on third down and fourth down after winning or losing on first down. Because this is back to 19 and 18 when the Ravens were road grading teams. The running part of their offense is a first down offense that puts you in second and one, second and two, second and three, and then they're just going to beat your ass. Then they're just going to move chains on you, and Josh is going to be over there with the heaters waiting to get the football back. And that vice versa. If the Bills can chew up ground with Allen's legs, this, that, chicanery, dumb penalties that the Ravens have put
Oh, yeah.
themselves behind the chains. That
Yeah.
that's the game to me. The game to me is third and fourth down, slobber knocker. Are you going to get to the chains? And that really is about defense. And I don't know that the Bills' defense physically is built to tackle Derrick Henry for four quarters.
No.
That's right.
You spot on.